Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Dr. Kevin Most joins us frequently on WGN Radio, and here he is again today, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital. Doc, welcome back.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good. I've been thinking about this custody issue between the mother and the father. The boy is 11 years old. It came up in the hearing that the mother is not vaccinated, and the judge quickly said, well, then you can't see the kid. The judge has since vacated that order. And yesterday on Chicago's Afternoon News with Steve Bertrand, the father's attorney told Steve and our listeners that, in fact, they're going to fight that. They do want the mother to not have rights to the child until she gets vaccinated. Does getting sick from one vaccine, say the flu, make it more likely that you will get sick from the COVID vaccines?
Well, not really, but when we use the word sick, you know, we have to remember that getting sick, this is the body's response to the vaccine. It's the inflammatory response. So sure, you're going to get pain, redness, swelling, tired. You might get a headache. You might get chills. That's the body showing us that it's actually working. So when people say they get sick from the vaccine, it's like, okay, you're going to get discomfort for a couple of days, but you're not really getting sick. You're not getting the virus. You're not getting an illness. You're just getting the body's response to the vaccine.
I wonder if that point matters to somebody who's in bed and feels terrible, but I think it's an interesting distinction. So you don't have an illness per se, correct?
Correct. Yeah, correct. As a matter of fact, you have exactly... Not exactly what we want, but the body is seeing when we get vaccinated, the body sees something as foreign, and it says, I don't like things that are foreign inside of me. And for that reason, I am going to do all the things that I do to get rid of things that are foreign. And that's the, you know, the swelling and the inflammation right. that you get there, and, you know, the fevers and the causes headaches. Yeah. So, yeah.
Dr. Most, does the fact that you got sick, say, from, pardon me, you felt ill, you felt bad, from, say, a flu vaccine or some other vaccination, is that a good predictor of how your body will react to the COVID vaccine?
Not really. You know, it's really kind of unusual that individuals can get some vaccinations and not have any problems at all, and others can get, that same individual may get a tetanus shot and still and now have a big immune response. So you really, it's not that predictable to say any vaccine that we give you, you are going to be just like you were previously for other vaccinations.
Hmm. Well, how dangerous is the vaccine for some people compared to the illness itself? I mean, some people, there have been reports of people actually dying, however rare, and people are feel terrible for a period of time, a small percentage of the people. Can you compare that to what would happen to them if they get COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look at odds and statistics, certainly there's going to be an occasional one-off case that something very terrible happens. There's symptoms or illness called Guillain-Barré that is loaded with some vaccinations. But certainly, look at all the people who have been vaccinated and how we have protected them versus those who have had the illness. You know, hospitalizations, intubations, long hauler, loss of taste and smell. These are issues, you know, heart disease, lung disease. These are all issues that are going to stay with these people forever because of COVID. Versus, I will take a couple days of pain, redness, swelling, feeling tired, knocked out, knowing that I'm protected. Look at the percentages now of who's in the hospital. They're unvaccinated. Probably over 99% of the individuals with COVID in the hospital right now are the unvaccinated. So, yeah, I'll trade a little discomfort for, you know, 2 weeks in the ICU on a ventilator any day.
I have 1 minute left, Doctor. Do you have an opinion about what the judge should do in this case?
No, you know what? It's an interesting one. I kind of look at it two ways. If we were to keep children away from all unvaccinated parents, we'd probably have about 30% of, you know, kids needing to go stay somewhere else.
Think about that.
And then trying to figure out who we're trying to protect. Are we trying to protect the child? Or are we trying to protect the parent? The parent the mother has a higher risk of getting the illness from her child, you know, is there. And last time I checked, COVID vaccination wasn't mandatory to be a parent. However, it would be a good idea to get vaccinated. But
sure, sure. But that's, and we've already, you know, they've already heard that conversation. They're not persuaded. I think, I understand the emotional reaction that the judge had, and few of us are in a position to actually pull a child away from a kid. But he obviously had a moment where he went, all right, that was stupid. And now he's vacated that order. Now the father is like, oh, wait a minute. I thought I had what I wanted here. If I had to decide, and I've thought about it for almost 45 minutes now, of course the mother continues to have whatever custody or visitation she would have with the child. You cannot do that. That's an easy one, says me. I'm just a talk show host. He's Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern over at DuPage. Thank you for your time, Dr. Most.
John, take care. We'll talk soon. That's the